Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to our / entitled parents, where this truly crazy entitled mum locks her own daughter and stepson out of their house for 3 days straight. My mother-in-law locked me out of my own house 3 days in a row. I am a 24-year-old man, and my mother-in-law, who is 60 years old, was evicted from her house, and all of her other children have refused to take her in. My wife and I were nice enough to let her stay in our apartments until she got her housing figured out. This process was supposed to take 2 weeks, but it turned into 3 months. She hasn't helped around the house, and she started to eat our food that she doesn't pay for, and turned my living room into her bedroom where she nods out and watches my TV all day and night. Last week, my wife and I called her out for milking this entire situation, and now she's starting to barricade me from the house every time I come home from work, as well as hiding my work shoes and stealing my clothes. We tried to kick her out, but she's refusing to leave and calling us buttholes even though we took her in. I'm sick of the petty BS that this 60-year-old woman is playing when we were nice enough to let her stay while she figures things out. She is a sociopath, and now I understand why the other siblings didn't want her in their homes. Wow. What a woman. First of all, start the eviction straight away. Get that bat gone. Because she is mental, clearly. I mean, seriously, what is she doing? I guess in future, if all the siblings are doing one thing and not letting something happen, probably go with them because they know best. Oh, wow. Well done to them for not letting her in. And now it's clear to see why they didn't. That is ridiculous. Now, I know it does seem a little bit extreme, and I get that this woman is your wife's mother, but she is locking you out of your own house. At what point do you say, nah, that's enough, I'm gonna call the police now? It's getting there, isn't it? Let's be realistic, we're not too far away. Give them a ring, they'd love to hear from you. I slept over at my boyfriend's and woke up to a horror story. For some background, I am a 19-year-old girl, and my now ex-boyfriend is 20. It's his biological mother I'll be referring to here. My boyfriend and I were together for 2 months at this point, but we'd been friends for several years prior. We broke up very soon after this, and this event took place about 2 weeks ago. I need it off my chest. Now, I've had a few odd things come up while talking to his mother, but we've only talked a little here and there, maybe 4 or 5 times until this point. Each time wasn't comfortable, but nothing I didn't think was outside of the norm for a mother teasing her son. Comments about meeting the family and staying a week in another state where said extended family lived, in a room with my boyfriend only a week into meeting me, or talking about how small I was and how I could fit inside her wedding dress, stuff that was definitely odd. But I rarely saw her and I thought little of it. Now, my boyfriend had warned me that she was off her rocket a bit, but as I said, I didn't interact much with the lady. Although one more odd thing I will add, a week into briefly mentioning that we were together, his mother told his entire family and somehow sent photos of me to them. Now, I've not got her on any social media and my boyfriend hadn't sent her any. To the point my boyfriend was getting calls from family members that he hadn't spoken to in years about how him and I were doing. Now, I will say, as much as we were friends for years, we lived apart and never met up unless it was public, without family around, just because it's easier to meet in between each other. Now, on to the main event. After a night of relaxing and playing video games at my then boyfriend's house, we got snowed in quite early on in the night. Now, neither of us drive, and it's a good 30-ish minutes to my house, and everyone is asleep. I decided, against better judgment, to spend the night, as it was recommended prior to me by him and his parents if I ever needed it, and they assured me it would be no issue and that they could take me home the next morning. Now, I've had a few awkward bumps in the road with his mother before this, but nothing that said run in big bold letters like this. At about 7 in the morning, earlier than the alarm we had even set, we hear loud banging on the door, almost as if someone was trying to tear the wall down. I assume this was maybe some work getting done to the house or something of the sort, and just tried to shut my eyes. But a few minutes after, the banging gets unbearable. The door swings open and his mum barges in. I hear his mother yell his name a few times as she makes her way over to the bed, I assumed at this point that she was fuming, and I tried my best to act as if I was sleeping. She told Google, he's got one of those things that can turn off or on the lights via voice, to turn the lights all the way up, and began to stand over the bed where we were sleeping. FYI, we were fully clothed and not even near each other. She then begins to repeatedly say, "Oh my God," for a good while, until she says, "OP is still here?" She sits down on the bed as my boyfriend promptly asks if she can calm down and leave. She insists, though, that she's going to stay right here and begins talking in a voice you'd only talk to a child or an animal in. She asks us if we are fully dressed, and we both say yes and show her. Although I would like to state, she's by no means very hard on religion in this aspect or anything, and she's just asking for the sake of being weird. She talks about how she knew I would stay over and how I wanted to. For the record, I didn't want to. I even had an hour-long discussion with my boyfriend before going to bed about why I dislike sleeping over places, but it was against all odds. I let her know, I actually have school this afternoon and I wasn't planning on staying. I have to go here pretty soon anyways. The snow had gotten bad though and everyone was asleep, so I slept over. She tells me that she knows that's a lie, but it is okay because you're a part of the family now. She then rambles about how she wants grandkids, but not so soon, and how I could fit into her wedding dress better than her own daughter. Oh my God. Please keep in mind, I've met this woman no more than 5 times now in my life, each in very short intervals. I then tell her that I need to leave in the next 2 hours to go work on schoolwork, and she tells me that there's no way I'll get home, and that I'll just have to stay the night again, and we can all pretend to be a big, happy family. I say that I'll get my father if it's troubling for them to drive in this weather, but reaffirm that I need to go home. She says she isn't going to take me home and I can stay here as long as I like because she knows I love it here. She asks if we want breakfast and that she can make us some. We tell her no and ask her for the 100th time during this conversation to leave. Of course, these are just the main things she said, but she mentions marriage among other things as well. It took my boyfriend forever to get his mum to leave, because she insisted that I liked her company, and we were family, and she's his mother, and therefore she can say anything she wants. After she leaves, I luckily am able to get a ride home earlier than expected via my boyfriend's dad. Just 15 minutes later, and we hurry out the door. As we're in the car, the entitled mum calls my boyfriend's phone and her husband's frantically, until her husband answers, and she asks to be passed to my boyfriend. She then, on speakerphone, begs him to speak to me as she thinks I left because of her. Yes, that was definitely why I left early, but also, as I told her, I did have other plans. This goes on for another minute before he hangs up on her, unmutes the phone, and gives it back to his dad. I later found out that she'd done the same to all his sister's exes, even to a larger scale, which led to his sister moving out soon after. She also feels she did no wrong and wanted to continue to see me afterwards, and even cried when confronted by her husband and son about her behavior. That is the last I ever spoke to this woman, and hopefully it stays that way. Oh my God, what a crazy woman. Sorry, sometimes you just have to laugh because people like this are just so ridiculous. To OP's ex-boyfriend, I would say you need to follow in the footsteps of your sister, because clearly this is not a one-off thing. This is going to happen again, and you're never going to have a meaningful, solid relationship until you move out and away from this witch. Wow. I mean, look, I think the majority of people know that it is harder having a good, solid relationship without problems when you do live at home, just in general, because, you know, you've got your parents there. They're not always great, are they? Let's be realistic. But this... Wow. Good luck to your ex-OP. That's what I say. Because until he moves out, he's in massive, massive trouble. That woman is meant...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And now moving on to our third post. My parents threw fake money at me when I exposed their blatant theft to the rest of the family. This happened in 2015. I was 18 and about to move out on my own. Prior to this, I had a savings account my parents had helped me set up, and I'd been putting money into it any way I could for 3 years. Birthday money, odd jobs, part-time after-school job washing dishes, all that stuff. And I'd managed to get a few thousand into it. I'd really been wanting to move out because I have two little brothers that absolutely drive me up the wall. My parents loved making me the live-in babysitter whenever I wasn't working, which is why I used the excuse to work as much as I could. When the time came that I wanted to move out, my parents said they wanted me to stay because they needed my help, and they were wanting me to start paying rent to help with bills. But I held my ground that I wanted to live on my own. I'd already paid the deposit and first month's rent on an apartment without telling them, and by that point I had a local full-time job. So, I was set to move out after about another month. When they found that out, they freaked and told me to get out that day if I wanted to be on my own so bad. I packed what I could and left to go to my aunt and uncle's house. It was a 4-mile ride with a bicycle that I had a small trailer hooked to. When I told my aunt and uncle what happened, they were very angry and took me in right away. A couple of days later, I went to withdraw all the money from my accounts and saw that it was empty. My parents had come in the day prior and cleaned it out. All the bank could do was give me a balance statement saying so. Because my parents were co-signers on the account, that meant that they had access to the money too. I was livid and immediately told my aunt and uncle as soon as I could. They were beyond angry too. Then my aunt got an idea and started calling up other people in the family to tell them what my parents had done. It wasn't long before the poop had hit the fan. My other aunts and uncles, cousins and grandparents were all furious and let my parents have it. I don't know what kind of excuses my parents gave them, but it didn't work. The next time I saw my parents, they showed up to my aunt and uncle's house to yell at me. When they saw me, my mother threw some money at me and called me an ungrateful brat for telling everyone. My aunt then said it was her who told everyone, not me. I looked at the money they'd thrown and it was just some kid play money my little brothers had. I asked where the real money was, and my parents said they'd already used it to pay off a credit card. I said I wanted the money they stole back for real, but they refused and said it was their right to take it since they'd opened the account for me and I still have a job. My expenses at the moment were fine because my next paycheck was deposited in a new account, and I was able to save until the apartment was ready. But my parents took a lot of heat from my aunt and uncle until they left. My cousin also used to babysit for my parents when I was busy, and she not only refused to do so again after what they did, but told me she put out the word to other teen babysitters on social media to avoid my parents because they were thieves. By the time I was living in my apartment, my parents finally couldn't take the social stigma anymore and met me to compromise. They said they couldn't pay me back all at once and asked for a payment plan. Sorry, I have to interrupt you guys, I'm really sorry. But getting a payment plan from your own parents, what? Your own parents are demanding a payment plan so that they can pay you back for the money they stole from you. What is that? Anyway, sorry about that. I had to just say that. I had the exact number of the amount they'd stolen and said that I wanted it all back. They actually tried to haggle me down to half the total, but I refused to anything but the full amount. They reluctantly agreed and gave me $200 a month in cash for 2 years before it was all paid back. Now I barely ever see my parents, let alone speak to them. And they clearly still blame me for what happened too, because their reputations in the family never recovered. But I don't care, they were thieves that paid the piper. Yeah, OP, too right, they're thieves. I don't care about their reputation. And also, who cares if they're your parents? They are literally stealing from you. They deserve for people to know about that. I'm sorry, but it's true. Guys, I actually had to laugh a little bit at that payment plan. Just one of the most ridiculous things I've ever said. Oh, we stole money from you and we can't pay it back. Oh yeah, we're your parents, by the way. It is just ludicrous. And sometimes when something is as stupid as that, you have to sit back and go, what have I just read? And that's what I did there, okay? And it was funny. There you go. I'll tell you what though, as some of the comments are saying on this post, it is a good thing that you do have the support of the rest of your family. Because yeah, clearly your parents themselves are idiots, but the rest of your family, including your aunt and uncle, clearly seem like good people. The fact that your aunt and uncle were fuming, took you in, were like taking care of you, and then had a go and stood up for you when your parents came. Good stuff. Everyone else now hates them, as they should, because stealing from your own kid, does it get much worse than that? Two of them are wrong-uns, the rest of them seem all right. Just stay clear of your actual parents and the rest of your family. Yeah, have good conversations with them. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/entitledparents. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did and you haven't already seen, I posted a 10-hour plus video the other day. 10 hours of purely entitled parent stories. If you want to sit back, relax, and just listen, bang, chuck it on. No, seriously, click it because it is amazing.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.